We're back. Sports and stuff.
Live from the Rocket Bar.
Live at that rock. Go ahead, Tim. Live at the Rocket Bar. That's where it is.
Yeah, 7th Street. Come fuck with us.
$4 happy hour. 4 to 8. Come get with us.
Yeah, shout out to Rocket Bar for having us. Sports and Stuff Radio.
Definitely.
To my left, I got my guy Chris, the real CP3.
What's up, peoples?
My far left, I got my guy Tim, a.k.a. No Blow Joe.
You know it. What up?
Got me on the mic. B. Lewis. Cool B, because it ain't that serious. I got my girl to the side of me. And we just in here having a good time.
What's happening?
Draymond. Draymond Green. Him and Tristan Thompson. It was rumor him and Tristan Thompson was in the club. It's not a rumor. It's probably fact. It's fact.
Nah, it's fact it's at fact. This point. Yeah.
I just can't believe, this type of news is going on at this point.
Why? It happened a minute ago, though. It's just coming
it was
out.
Like a couple weeks ago.
It happened after the ESPYs.
Yeah, they said it was a couple weeks ago.
What was that, a week
ago.
Or two ago?
Yeah, he's I don't, you know, what do y'all think off top?
Well, it's funny because you know, Draymond has had an interesting journey the last couple years. I mean, we can go all the way back to the assault on Steven Adams, the physical assault that he damn near could have been charged for. That man, you kick a man in the nuts multiple times. I mean, as another man, that should be labeled assault. That should be labeled assault, Tim. I mean, come on now. But you know, he's had a reputation for doing a whole lot of barking,
told
a lot of
line.
Talking. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we remember the incident with LeBron in the finals.
Yeah.
You know.
Call him a bitch.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, hey, you know? I can't say I didn't agree with him. You know, the way LeBron acts sometimes.
Right, right. And you know what? That's another conversation for another show. You know what I'm saying? But in this instance here, I mean, I guess you could say Draymond got what was coming to him, man. You know, mm-hmm. He did a whole lot of – he is always challenging dudes, you know, doing the games, you know, all up in their face, doing a whole bunch of rapping. We saw the finals. You know, him and Tristan got in each other's faces. You know, Tristan Jack gave him a smooch steel type of, you know what I'm saying, joint. Bama's broke him up, you know, so they ain't really getting any scrapping. But then after that, after the finals, when the Warriors won, you know, Draymond was making all types of comments like, yeah, I see him in the streets. You know, we can't do nothing in the court. I see him in the streets. We
said
cut
you can
from
meet up anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say you can meet up anywhere. We cut from a different cloth. You know, all of these different comments that basically is insinuating it's on site. Hmm. You know what I mean? So then to hear at least the reports are saying that when he saw Tristan in the streets, he cop and please basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like nah, it's basically it's all love. You know, it's cool. And you challenge a man like that. You liable to get whatever's coming to you. You know what I'm saying? And
you should be ready for it too.
Thank you. Exactly. So he got pieced up, and that's what it was. I mean, like I said, I mean the punishment fit the crime. You know, the crime is you being a fake gangster, and you get addressed accordingly. You know what I'm saying? That's what usually happens to people who do all that talking, all that faking. They get exposed. Somebody pulls their card. And that's what usually happens. You know what I mean? And I think it's really pretty much simple as that. Tim, where you at with it?
Pretty much that's where I'm at with it. So whole time. Well, yeah, first of all, Draymond Green been out here faking around the league for a second. You know what I'm saying? Proclaiming himself to be this, you know, tough guy. Now, I'm not going to say I don't like Draymond because I like Draymond a lot. As far as his game, I do love his game. He is, we talked about the glue guys one time, and I do consider him a glue guy for all the things that he does for his team.
Right.
Defense. Was he a defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
He's definitely the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, he was.
Defensive player of the year candidate every year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Assists. He will give you buckets here and there. He's going to rebound. I mean, he's going to do all of the things that you need a player to do. He's going to get grimy, get dirty. You know what I'm saying? He going to do all that.
Right.
In order to make his team win. So I'm with that, you know. But as far as with the tough guy role, for real, I didn't feel that. As far as – I'm going to go back to Steven Adams.
Let's go.
Kicked him in the nuts on two different occasions.
Draymond.
Yes. The you know assault, what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, yeah. Those could be considered assault.
I refer you know to people. Right.
It was a great acting job how he did it too, far as with the shooting right. and the kicking in the nuts. Right. How he incorporated those, you know what I'm saying?
Karate kid into his shit. Name.
I think one was a kick yeah. and the other one was a knee.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So are you saying Draymond deserved what he got what he deserved.
I'm saying he absolutely got what he deserved. You know, he did. I wish Steven Adams would have got back with him.
For
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? But he kind of let that go. But Steven Adams, he's kind of dirty, you know, player who toasts the line as well. I mean, I guess he was doing whatever. But, I mean, he did whatever he did to him. And Steven Adams took those L's. and that was the end of that. But, okay. So, in the finals, him and Tristan Thompson beefing. Tristan said, man, meet me. Yeah, meet me back there. You know what I'm saying? You know, he gave him the finger,
right.
pointing to the locker room. Come on, let's go. He gave him that, you know. So Draymond went on. Was like, okay, I ain't about to be fighting in no game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be, you know.
We should have knew them for like real that something was strange. Because if he was really, really about that, he'd have been right back there with him.
I don't know. He might have been just being smart right there. I say he was being smart. I mean, yeah, we can't fight on the court. We can't fight in the arena. I mean, you know, they going to find me crazy. You know, I'm trying to keep my dough.
I know. With all that faking he doing, he should have been the one telling Tristan to come, hey, meet me in the back. He be faking.
Because Draymond was doing a whole lot of talking after they won, during the series, all that.
Right,
he's basically trying to offer him up.
Yeah. But.
Was he trying to offer him up?
Yeah. I don't know.
In NBA culture, lifestyle, yes.
I guess you can call that, offering him up. But okay. But this one I'm going to go here. All okay. Right. So that's by the rec. Tristan said, see me. He said, nah, he said no. So he went in front of the crowd, well, in front of the media, whatever, and he said, I'm not about to fight in no arena. I'm not about to fight outside no arena, nowhere no arena. You know, I'm going to get fined. You know, he said he could meet me anywhere. This what he said. He right. said outside the arena, you can see me anywhere right. in these streets.
Quoted.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he said. You can see me anywhere in these streets, and it's whatever.
Right.
He banged that. Then, after they beat him in the finals, when they try and shake hands, then he goes to the, oh, nah, I ain't shaking your hand. We cut from a different cloth. That was his thing. That's what he told everybody on
right.
TV.
Yeah.
Doing the parade.
Right.
We cut from a different cloth. Nah. And then, so you said you could see me in the streets. Now I see you in the streets. And you mean you want to come up to me and apologize? Okay. We all men here. And we know. Slim. Man threatened man. Nah. We right. already, we had an altercation.
Right.
You see me in the streets.
Right.
You know, you can see me. I said you could see me. You said I see you in the streets, wherever. Man, what you mean? And now you coming up to me? Oh, nah, what you mean? I don't know what you doing. Two-piece. Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying?
It's go time.
Yeah, I don't know what you... We literally in the streets now. You told me, see you in the streets. Now we in the streets. Now you approaching me. Like, I mean, I don't know what you going to do.
He lucky he didn't get stole off the break before he even apologized.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? Lucky he didn't. But, I mean, he got it. I mean, hey, for real, I ain't even going to lie, man. I can recall one time I was in high school in my younger days, for real.
All right.
Ain't no all right nothing. Slim, I walked all up right. to the joker with a smile on.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we was all right beefing. What you mean? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man to man.
We'll say Draymond is the most annoying player in the league.
Well, what I call him that?
He's like the new Dennis Rodman.
He is this ages.
Yeah.
He's this generation's Dennis Rodman. That's exactly what he is.
He's Dennis Rodman type.
I'm not going to put him on the same level as Dennis, though.
No, he's definitely
He's this generation's Dennis Rodman.
Right.
But
as
far as him being Dennis Rodman S, yeah. But no, he Dennis Rodman will guard anybody. He could guard
Draymond, your. I'll give this to Draymond, though. My fault, I ain't mean to cut you off.
Good.
But
go ahead.
And I ain't the biggest fan. Nah, Draymond's a good player. I don't know if he's as good as the media or the accolades would, you know, would portray. But I will give him that. He does check. He will go out there and guard any player. 7'2", 6'1" He will switch off and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? But I will give him that. My fault. But
nah, you good. Yeah. You good. Well, yeah, I guess he could play.
But he ain't Dennis Rodman, though. I did. I agree with you.
In this generation, he could play the five. I mean, shoot, if you 6'7", 6'8", at this point in the how the NBA game is played, you can play the five.
Right.
You know, if you're a little physical, right. You know, I guess. But, yeah, the fact that he called him out, you know, told him, see me in the streets. When he saw him in the streets, then he tried to apologize. He got two-pieced. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say happened to him. And they say he didn't go down, but they say he got with. But apparently,
if they would have let him get two more in, he might have went down.
The only people I ever seen get with Draymond for real is Tristan Thompson most recently and Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal got him. Don't sleep on that one.
Hey, nah, I was lunched out at that. I didn't see where that came from with Bradley Beal.
I was surprised.
Why did Bradley Beal do that? I guess he was just so irritated and agitated. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, it was like a hard foul, and then he grabbed up Draymond. He grabbed him up like.
You know, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that is an example of an NBA fight. Guys grabbing each other up.
I mean, it is
falling to the ground.
It is what it is. But he went at him. So.
Yeah, he did.
He went at him.
And nothing happened after that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so, like, Draymond had it coming for a while. He done had it coming for a while. I mean, he's lucky he on the team he's on.
Hmm. Now what he going to do? Now Bama's know you got pieced up.
Right, so, B, what's his next move? Where does he go now, B?
Who?
Draymond Green. What's his next move?
He going to go win the third ring next year.
I'm talking about, yeah, with his image. How does he handle that?
You ain't gonna get. He gotta get back at him, right? What?
Really? What is he gonna do?
He's gonna see him in the streets again.
What is he really gonna do?
What you mean? What he gonna do?
What is he really gonna
get
do?
Get back at him, man. Bama got with
you.
All
you can do is try to wreck him. That's it.
I was gonna say
anything beyond that is idiotic.
Cause you gotta see me. Every time I see you, huh. Until I get with, like, is he gonna take it to that?
Yeah, level? I don't know if he's gonna take it to that level. I mean,
all Draymond could do is fight him one time and then.
Well, he took the L. Yeah, so if he's gonna fight him again one time, that's
fight
it.
Him again.
Yeah, I figure they got to wreck again. He can't just end there because you're a tough guy. You got slump. You got to get back. So, you can get caught off guard.
Not a tough guy, I think. Is that allegedly, basically what we're saying?
Allegedly, he was a tough guy.
I mean,
shout out to my man Hood real quick. I just want. Hood originally called him MC Gusto. For y'all young fans, y'all don't know nothing about CB4.
Yeah, they don't even know about that.
But basically, studio gangsters, you know what I'm saying, was giving the script.
MC Gusto.
Exactly.
CB4.
Thank you. Got to give a shout out to Hood. Y'all going to hear him on the show. You know. Y'all know Hood. But he called him MC Gusto from Jump Street. This is before this whole thing happened. And he was just prophesizing because now we see, you know, where Draymond really is at with it, at least right now. Now, maybe he's going to take Tim's advice and try to see him in the streets again. But if he does see him in the streets again, he need to swing first. Because it don't sound like him waiting around is going to work out too well for him. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just take the L, Draymond, keep it moving. Hopefully you get another ring. Tristan Thompson, he's still with Cleveland, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, still, Kevin Love, they main guy, right?
I mean,
still.
Look at them.
Yeah. Well, not. They got the young boy.
Look at
Sexton.
You.
Yeah,
look
Sexton. Sexton looking. He's looking okay, but.
They not going to make the playoffs.
He's just
this
Sexton.
Year.
Nah.
They not going to make the playoffs this year.
Nah.
They in the East. What?
Cleveland will not. Cleveland will not make the playoffs this year.
Crazy.
I don't know, man.
They won't.
It's possible.
Who was the AC this past year?
The AC in the NBA
or like
was
nah. Detroit, they ain't make the playoffs
in the East. Yeah,
they was out. They didn't make it.
All right. So Boston was a one seed. Who they playing that first round? Was it Milwaukee?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Cleveland's not making.
Yeah,
the playoffs.
Right. That's basically what my point was.
It doesn't matter.
Was I basically was trying to say that regardless, I think it's 8 teams that's gonna be better than Cleveland by the time we get to the playoffs this year. Like I don't think.
Can we run them down? 8 teams that's going to be better than Cleveland in the East?
Okay, so we definitely got Boston. We got
What, the playoffs in the East?
Yeah, yeah. Let's just run down a quick eight real quick.
Toronto.
Toronto, Boston. That's two.
Toronto, Boston.
Wizards. That's three. Toronto, Boston. Milwaukee. That's four.
Milwaukee's in there.
Do we throw?
Maybe Charlotte's in there.
Okay. They might be just as iffy.
Yeah,
as,
they lost to Dwight Howard. They still got Kemba, but what else they got?
Where's Miami made the playoffs?
Yeah, yeah, Miami might have been the eighth seed. Miami was the eighth seed.
They was. Because remember, that was, yeah.
They played versus Philly.
For all y'all fans, I know y'all remember that podcast where Miami Will was being a homer and trying to size Miami like they was going to win in the first round. For y'all fans, they didn't. But they still was the eighth seed, and I still got them being better than Cleveland this year.
Yeah. Philly. Did we say Philly?
Philly. No, Philly, we didn't. Philly's in there.
Hold up. I got the home team. We were the AFC.
Huh?
We was the AFC.
We weren't the AFC.
43-39 as the AFC. We clinched. But we Milwaukee didn't play. Was 7. Miami was actually a 6 seed.
He's right.
Indiana was a 5 seed. Cleveland was a 4.
Shout out to them Wizards, man. Shout we out see to y'all. Wiz.
Hey, we got
to
get up.
Shout out to
the
Wizards.
They need to be more than AFC this year.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Wizards definitely need to be better.
So, can you run down the eight real quick?
Yeah, I can run down the eight. Toronto was number 1, Boston number 2, Philly was number 3, Cleveland was number 4, Indiana was 5, yeah, Indiana. Miami 6, Milwaukee was 7, and the Wizards, we made the AFC.
Who was ninth?
The ninth was Detroit. Yeah, I can Cleveland's run down the rest
of them. Any of them.
So, we
Detroit.
Got Detroit, Charlotte, New York, Brooklyn, Chicago.
Yeah.
Orlando, Atlanta. That's all of
I'm
the teams in the East.
Cleveland 10th, man. At best.
You say 10th?
Yeah.
You say you're giving Cleveland a 10th?
Yeah, giving them
10th. Oh, wow. Okay. Cleveland a 10th.
But let's not get too sidetracked. Let's not get too sidetracked. Back to this fake tough guy, though. So what's his real next move, though? We haven't really addressed. I know you said he should just go ahead and let
move?
That go.
I mean, what's his next move? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what is he really going to do?
I feel B. I mean, the mature man is just go about winning championships.
But how mature was he when he faking on Bama's and kicking him in the nuts, though?
Yeah, you can't do that
he
no
gets
more.
Away with it on the court. He gets away with it on the court.
Well,
right?
He got away with it to a certain point. Until when you fuck with LeBron, you got suspended. when you put your nuts over LeBron's head,
right,
yeah. That's what won them the championship.
That's what won Cleveland the championship.
That's what I mean. That's
why Cleveland
won the championship
hold on,
that year.
Time out. See, now we about to go down a rabbit hole. All right. Okay. Draymond missed one game. He didn't miss three. They had game 6 and game 7, and we all basically thought Golden State was a better team. They still could have won them games. Draymond was back. What happened?
He didn't play game 6, right?
No, that happened in game 4. He missed game 5. He was back for game 6 and game 7.
They would have won if he had played.
But he played in those games following that. Why couldn't they win another one of them games? They was up 3-1, remember, before he got suspended. So why could – I get
were
it.
They?
Okay. They would
– Momentum happens,
they was
too.
Up 3-1.
Momentum happens.
So that's just, we just gonna blame it on momentum. That's just good. Okay. All right. Nah, that's
I mean,
what we're saying.
He
that's
had
cool.
Kyrie too, though, man.
No,
shout out to Kyrie,
y'all.
Man. You
I
know,
agree.
Kyrie won the series.
No, yeah, that's why I was getting at.
Bacon stuff.
Yeah, right. No, that's Kyrie what I was getting serious. At. Because it's easy to just say, oh, well, if Draymond was there, yeah, they would have won. Yeah. Man, he was there for 2 other games after he got suspended, and they didn't win them games either. Kyrie and LeBron took that, and they ain't won it. That's the way basically I was coming.
40 or something?
Exactly.
Something crazy, crossing up whoever.
And we all remember the shot of all shots. You know what I'm saying?
That three bucked on him.
Yeah, game 7.
He sealed the deal.
He sealed it.
You know what I'm saying?
He did that, you know? But yeah.
But yeah, man. That's all you can do, man.
I feel you. But a smart guy, if I was Draymond, would just be to fall back. I mean, yeah,
that's
you know, you
just
know,
win
you
championships.
Yeah, you got that tough
that's
guy
all you
image
can do.
Or whatever. You know, okay, you get exposed, you know, and yeah, okay, all that's right. That. I can still win, so I'm going to go about winning.
Sports and Stuff Radio, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back at y'all. We live from Rocket Bar. What's up, True? My cameraman, True, in the building.
What's up, homie?
Uptown.
Video and all
uptown,
that.
Uptown.
Yeah, what? Like all types
we'll
of things
right
happening
back,
in
Ryan,
forces.
Be right back.
Man. Big things.
You're listening to Sports and Stuff Radio.
We back. Sports and Stuff Radio. Live from that Rocket Bar. What's up, Rocket Bar?
$4 happy, y'all.
Come down here.
Come down to that here. Rocket. We right across from the Capital One Arena.
Get litty.
Home of the Wizards, home of the Georgetown Hoyas, home of the Caps.
Home of the Washington Valor. Another champion for our city. We got two championships this year. Washington Valor, Washington Capitals.
Let's get it. The arena football.
Let's get these belts.
Yeah. I'm back with CP, the real CP3, my man Chris, my man Tim, a.k.a. No Blow Joe in the house.
You all right
B.
now.
Lewis, your get host.
What's up?
Follow us on IG.
Follow us on Instagram.
Team DMV.
Team DMV.
All that.
Know what it is. Shout out to my cameraman, my sound man, Miss Lady on the side over here.
First fan in the
our
building.
First fan. Yeah, we got our first fan.
Got to keep her in the mix.
Appreciate you.
She now part of the show.
Yeah, but let's get to it, y'all. Sports and stuff, man. We talk about everything sports related and in between. Uncensored.
Fuck it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Just confirming that.
We ain't going to get too wild with it, but you know. We
just
gonna,
confirm it.
We going to talk like we at the cookout.
All
you
the
know?
Fans know how we so, go. They used to it by now.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about this. Johnny Manziel, he's recently been handed a starting quarterback position with, what's the name of the team? It's an AFL team or a CFL team?
It's
a
CFL.
Yeah, he's recently got a
Montreal team or something like that.
A team in Canada he's starting for. Good for him. He's on his way to making a comeback from, you know, his recent, not his his past. A lot of partying, a lot of hanging out, not doing what he was supposed to do. So congrats to him for getting that starting job. I guess my first question off top is, do you think he'll end up in the NFL before Kaepernick?
It's the Montreal Alouettes.
Montreal, okay. That's my question. That's my question
to
everybody.
Do I think he will? Yes, I do.
You think he'll end up in the NFL before Kaepernick?
Yeah, but with that being said, I don't think either one of them are making it back. You know, but he does have the better opportunity. So whoever the team he just got traded to, his coach is what, Sherman?
Yeah.
Mike Sherman, his old coach from Texas A&M. Right. You know, so of course, you know, he's going to favor his old quarterback. And whatever type of offense that they're going to run, of course, they're going to cater around him and what he does best to showcase all of his talents. Now, I've seen a couple highlights from him on ESPN when he was playing in some other games for the other whatever other team he played for. I really don't watch CFL football too much. I mean, if I'm not doing nothing, you know, I will check in to see what it is because, you know, sometimes you do see old guys that, you know, you wonder what happened to them and you see they out there playing. But the fact that he has an opportunity to play football before Colin Kaepernick just says – where we are, we're in America. Well, he's in North America. I mean, he's not in America, but North America, anything saying America. Well, anything in the North, because South America is something totally different. But what we saw the rolled up dollar bill.
We saw it.
We saw that, right?
Yeah, Johnny is known.
He only used rolled up dollar bills.
He's a known drug user.
I never did it, but that's what they, I see it on movies.
Johnny is a known drug user, man.
You know what I mean?
We know what that's about.
Exactly.
I see,
you know.
Right.
He parties his ass off out there.
Yeah, yeah. Party hard in Vegas with, what? Name what rapper, insert.
Who are they, right?
What? Floyd, what? I seen him with Floyd Mayweather.
I saw Johnny Manziel with Drake.
Lil Wayne,
even Tyrese, I think. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At one point, exactly. All the members in the same party, laughing, joking. Manziel, what, Bieber? Manziel.
Right. Bieber
think Bieber too.
Folks.
You know what I'm saying? All these guys. Just
another
party.
Rich Canadian dude.
Is yeah, he Canadian, is. He is right? Canadian. Yeah, so right. He's now connected all the way with him. You know, but it's just kind of sad to see that. Domestic violence. He had some type of domestic violence issue. You know, he had some issue with his ex girlfriend. I don't know. They was on the side of the road doing who knows what. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember, but it was something on the side of the road, and
he was arrested and charged for that.
He was arrested.
Ezekiel Elliott.
He was arrested and charged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, but of course it was dropped.
Copped
it
out,
it
copped out to some slight.
He did. Okay.
You know how it goes for them.
Will we ever see Kaepernick back in the NFL again?
You won't.
Will we ever see Colin Kaepernick
back
in the NFL again?
You know you
won't.
That's
the question.
You know you won't.
No, and look, I want to just address this on two fronts. Number one, no, you won't, because they're not going to let him back in. We all know that. They're not going to let him back. First of all, it's been 2 years now and counting since he's played.
The longer you out, the longer
exactly,
you won't get back.
Exactly. And number two, they don't want him to come in. And number three, and this is just my personal opinion that I've always been thinking, I'm not sure if he even wants to come back. Like, everyone is speaking. Yeah, no, we don't know that. That's what I said. We don't know. That was where I was going with it. I personally haven't heard Colin Kaepernick speak in a couple years. Like, I mean, has he had any interviews that y'all
know he's donated some money here and there.
Yeah, he speaks with his actions.
I saw him working out, though.
Yeah,
him working out playing quarterback.
Okay,
you know, somewhere at some facility
Right.
If RG3 is still in the NFL, Kaepernick need to be there.
But that's my point, though. No,
hey,
first of all,
we can run out a million quarterbacks
and
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And if you really want to juxtapose RG3 and Kaepernick, I mean, they're literally two sides of a coin. You know what I'm saying? We got RG3 on one end, and we got Kaepernick on a totally different end. You know what I mean? But I always thought that, I mean, with Kaepernick taking such a strong stance, once he felt all the backlash that he received, not from fans and all that, but from owners and the NFL administration, maybe he said, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even want to be a part of this shit. Like, we don't know that. Like, I haven't yet to hear Colin Kaepernick come out and speak on his own and say, I currently am trying to get into the NFL right now. I think also y'all got to remember, there's a pending lawsuit against the NFL right now.
He's never
coming back.
Right.
He's
trying to
never,
sue
ever,
he
ever.
He wants their money.
You can. I think I said this on another show. You can't sue your organization and then expect for them to hire you back or bring you back.
Hold up. Yeah. Yes, you can. If it's not a professional sports league, we talking about government. I know people who work in the government in my agency right now that have sued my agency and are working for them right now.
Damn.
Yes.
Grievance.
Sued to get
grievance,
that job
right,
back.
Right, right. Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Grievance. We relating this to the working world because
right. It
is a job.
Okay. Fair point.
This is a public job.
That's
though.
What I was about to say.
That's the difference.
That's a public job where everybody. We already know the NFL makes their own rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen that on multiple occasions.
NFL is a nonprofit.
NFL.
That tells you what it is right there. They're not even a corporation. So half of that money goes unchecked.
And they play by their own rules. There's no way, whether he wants to or not.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.